It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I'm glad we're together today. Did you see what I was balancing as I was carrying them in? Three things. A ball of white string, a ball of purple string, and a film. Yeah. I want to take these balls of string to the kitchen and make something with them. I'll take my glasses too. Please won't you be my neighbor? You know, sometimes I wear glasses for reading and for very close work, like this. I have an idea that I could make a ring, a string ring, with, oh, there's a knot there. I'll cut the, oh, I need some scissors. Won't need that knot. I'll save that piece for something else. So, white string and purple string. I have this idea that I could make a ring with those two pieces of string. Cut them off there. And put a knot at the top. This will look. It's pretty good. You could put any kind of design up there. You could use any kind of string that you want. See? You could also make a string necklace if you knew how to braid, or somebody did. You could take three and braid it. Pretty good, wouldn't it? You see, Elsie Neal is having a display of rings and things at her shop today, and that's what gave me this idea. These glasses help me to see. It really looks a lot bigger when I put the glasses on the string. Have you ever seen people make the glass that fit in reading glasses? The glass that goes in there. Well, that's what the film is about that I have. I'll leave these here and come back to that in a little bit. There you are, fish. They're hungry and they just grab it. I just give them a little bit each time. I'll show you this film. Watch as carefully as you can the people who are making these eyeglasses in here. There are a lot of machines, of course, but the people do such important work. Making film. interesting. And of course, other people make the frames that those glasses go in. Some people wear glasses all the time. Some people wear glasses some of the time. And some people don't wear glasses at all. But no matter what, everybody's fancy. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. Girls are girls right from the start. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can be the mummies. Only boys can be the daddies. When they grow up, of course. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Fancy. And that's what you are. Let's go see some of the fancy things at Elsie Neal's shop. Some of those rings and things. All right? Come along with me, and then we'll come back here.
Hi.
Elsie.
Look around, Fred. I'll be with you in just a minute.
Fine. I wonder if you could make something like this out of string. Baskets. Boy, you can make all sorts of things,
Fred?
Can't you? Yes.
I'd like for you to meet Myra Stone. She's our silversmith.
Glad to meet you, Miss Stone.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, are these the things that you've made?
Yes, they are.
Aren't they beautiful?
Made out of silver and gold.
May I touch them?
Sure.
That feels rough. Ooh, that feels good. And that's...
You can get all different textures
mm-hmm.
in metal.
Are these gold?
Mm-hmm.
That's very smooth. Is that rough down there? Is this a ring?
Yes. It's rather large.
Boy. Great to be able to feel them, you know. What's this?
That's a pendant. It's worn around the neck. And that's ebony wood metal.
Wood, and this is metal,
mm-hmm.
is it? And then the next one is wood, and then metal, and wood, and metal. Gee, that's beautiful together like that, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and speaking of metals,
what?
Myra has designed this necklace for me.
Oh, that really looks nice on her, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This looks like it's the same process, isn't it?
It is, it's the same thing. It's called forging.
Forging.
Process. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a piece in copper right now that will be a bracelet similar to that.
Could we watch
sure.
it?
Sure. Come on
up. Forging.
Mm-hmm. Use different hammers, and this is an anvil that I'm hammering on. This stretches the metal, making it wider. See, it's wider and narrow here. This is how it started out.
By
hammering it, it becomes wide. The metal starts to curve a little bit too when you're hammering it. After you hammer it, it becomes hard, so it has to be softened again in order to bend it.
How do you get it soft?
Well, you heat it with a torch. and it's called annealing the metal.
Annealing?
Mm-hmm.
Annealing the metal.
You heat the metal, and then you put it in water, and it becomes soft again.
You mean after you have it hot, you dip it in the water?
Mm-hmm. You go back and forth with the heat, so the metal is hot all the way through. You can tell how hot it is by the color. When the lights are out, copper will turn kind of a deep cherry red, and then it's time to quench it in the water. See, it turns black with the heat.
Did you hear that? Did you hear it go like that? Well, that was the hot metal going into that pail of water.
See, now it's soft.
Oh, bend it. I see.
Then we'll curve it so it'll fit the wrist.
Now this is a different hammer.
Mm-hmm. This is called a rawhide mallet.
Rawhide mallet.
Mm-hmm.
Is that made out of hide there?
Right. And this won't really hurt the metal. It won't scratch it. It'll just form it for you. It starts to curve. Once this is all done, it would be polished, so it would be shiny. See? And you have your curved bracelet that would fit on your arm.
That's great. Just make it just to fit. Have you always been interested in making things like this?
Oh, yes. Since I was a little girl, I've taken classes in art at the museum.
How about that? We started at the same place.
Yes.
I guess that opening would have to be a little
yes.
bigger.
Yes, mm-hmm. Depending on the size of wrist, you'd make it according to the different sizes.
See, it's still, you can still move with it. Do you make any jewelry for children?
Yes, there's a little ring over here that you can see.
Oh, this one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is nice, isn't it?
It also has some lovely textures on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's hammering. That's from being hammered.
See where that was hammered like that.
See, that was hammered on here.
Oh.
Then hammered. Mm-hmm. See, these is.
You see, again, do you hear that again, how she goes? I guess it's because the hammer really does it itself.
Mm-hmm. You have the weight of the hammer. It gives you the rhythm.
I really enjoyed visiting with you. Thank you very much for showing us all these things. We have grand friends, Elsie Neal.
Oh, I
nice meeting you.
Glad to meet you.
Thank you for coming, Fred.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
This little ring.
Notice how that hammer went that way? Dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. Well, mine certainly isn't as fancy as the kind that Myra Stone was making. No. But you can't expect to be the best at work like that right from the beginning. No, that takes a great deal of practice and work. But the thing that I like about handmade things is that each one is different. Yeah. Let's have some make-believe. Even the people in Planet Purple are starting to do things differently. Let's make believe that Lady Elaine Fairchild doesn't like some of those changes that the Planet Purple people are making. All right? That'll be our make believe for today. Aberlin! Lady Aberlin!
Things are...
Get over here, Aberlin! Museum.
Up on another
there you are.
Planet.
Well,
what's
there
wrong,
you
Lady
are.
Lady? What's wrong?
Plenty. Have you heard about things in Planet Purple?
Yes, isn't it great that they're allowed to be different?
It's terrible.
Why?
That's not the way I discovered Planet Purple. After all, I discovered it. They should have asked me.
But, Lady Elaine, it's because of you and this neighborhood that things are changing on Planet Purple.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Paul and Pauline, what is going on with you?
We feel so much better already, Lady Elaine Fairchild.
There was never anything wrong with you when I discovered Planet Purple. You were fine.
But we're even finer now, Lady Elaine Fairchild.
I like Planet Purple the way I found it.
We are changing the name of Planet Purple.
You're changing the name of the whole planet?
Everyone voted on it.
Well, I won't stand for it. I discovered Planet Purple, and Planet Purple it will always be to me. So there.
What did you vote to call your planet?
Planet Purple Fairchild.
What's that again?
Planet Purple Fairchild.
You changed the name to Planet Purple Fairchild?
We did.
What do you think of that, Fairchild?
I think it's a planet named for a woman. That's what I think.
And you are that woman.
Lady Elaine Fairchild was our liberator.
Whoopee! A planet named for me. What more could a person want? What more could
we
a person
have a
want?
Planet Purple Fairchild ring for our discoverer.
A ring for me? A ring, a ring, a ring, ring, ring. Oh, help me put it on, Aberlin, will you?
Certainly, Fairchild.
Oh, right on my finger. Ooh, I'm beginning to like some of your changes, sweeties.
We are glad. Farewell.
Toot toot, dears, wherever you are. Oh.
Planet Purple Fairchild.
Let's go till Friday. Ready? Get set.
Lady Elaine, I'd rather not race, really. I'm not in the mood for it.
Okay. Get set. Go. I won. Come on, Aberlin. Get a move on it. I won. I won. I won. You too.
Lady Elaine, you just had a planet named for you. Isn't that enough for one day?
Of course not. Let's get Friday out here. That's quick service.
Lady Fairchild, Lady Aberlin, I presume?
Correct, as always,
You're
Uncle
right,
Friday.
You're right, Friday. They added my name to Planet Purple.
I beg your pardon?
They're calling it Planet Purple Fairchild.
Is this true?
Paul and Pauline just came to tell Lady Elaine.
And they brought me a ring to prove it. See?
Congratulations, Fairchild.
Thanks, Friday. Now, don't you think that Neighborhood of Make-Believe Fairchild would be a good name for here?
Preposterous.
What does that mean?
It means he thinks it's too much to ask.
Well, they voted on it in Planet Purple. We can vote on it right here.
Preposterous.
It really is a bit much.
I should say so. Neighborhood of Make-Believe Fairchild.
Preposterous. That's what King Friday said. Well, that's a good big word, and it means just absurd or foolish. He says just preposterous. Well, now that Planet Purple is called Planet Purple Fairchild, Lady Elaine thinks that everything should be called Fairchild. Yeah. You know, I have lots of names. Some people call me Mr. Rogers. Some people call me Fred. My sons call me Dad. Some of my friends even call me Rog. Sure, I'm a husband and a father and a brother and an uncle and a cousin and a nephew and a son. I'm all those things wrapped into one person. Sure, and I'm only one person. Something else, I'm a friend to you, a television friend, and you're my special friend. You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time. For a friendship with me, you see, F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special in the daytime, in the nighttime. Any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see, F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. And it's you as a person who's important, not the rings on your fingers or the planets that people name for you. It's you as a living human being who's important. Mm-hmm. Now here's that knot that I cut off before from the string. Maybe I could just make it part of this as a decoration. Always something that you can use those things for. Yep. Put back the scissors. About time for me to go. I'll be back tomorrow, fish. Yep. Those are the three things I had when I came. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day. Sure, by just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and that's you yourself. And I like you just as you are, and just as you're growing. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
To make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.